fingerprints, a legacy of impact. When future generations look back at this moment, how will we be remembered? As we celebrate the now, we must consider whether our actions withstand the test of time. What will future minds see as evidence of our hearts? What was the length of our labor, the latitude of our love, the depth of our devotion, the consistency of our compassion? Have we built bridges or simply torn down? Have we emanated light, reached for air-thinning heights, or lowered our sights to living just for ourselves? Have we forgotten the less fortunate, so in love with the pursuit of happiness that we weren't there when no one was there to turn to? There is an African tradition of fingerprints. Fingerprints left in walls of slave castles, in various edifices that the enslaved helped build. These were hidden skills. The enslaved left clear evidence of their presence. Fingerprints were left as signature, handcrafted literature, documenting that a mighty people passed through oceans, time, and space, but were not erased. Generations coming after would see these fingerprints and insert their own hands, remembering homelands and that they were somebody. These fingerprints were evidence that somebody before had cared, had mattered, had shattered darkness to reveal shards of light. These nonprofits have left fingerprints all over this mighty land. So many regions have seen hands give selflessly, indelibly, imprinting a legacy of giving and healthier living. Considering fingerprints in Bethel and South Park, they have learned the art of your compassion. Whitehall, Munhall, Brentwood, Baldwin, some nonprofits heard them calling, touched by fingerprints in West Mifflin. Some nonprofits offered higher standards of living. Fingerprints in West Homestead, Homestead and Whitaker would concur. Nonprofits have been there to serve, demonstrating the salt of this earth. Fingerprints in Jefferson and Pleasant Hills illustrate love is an action word that heals. Fingerprints in West Elizabeth, Forward, Elizabeth Borough, and Township have not slipped the minds of nonprofits designed to benefit mankind. Fingerprints in Clarendon, Lincoln, and Liberty, and Justice for All have answered the call. Fingerprints in Duquesne have been germane to their pain. In Travelsburg, their voices were heard. In Versailles, North and South, the legend of these nonprofits traveled by word of mouth. No doubt. Fingerprints in Port View and Glassport, as well as the mighty McKeesport, all felt the comfort of love exported so that despair could be aborted or avoided or voided. Others ignored it, but you stood tall and placed your hands in the clay of human suffering, buffering them from hopelessness. This is what it means to be a preserver of dreams. To ensure the sun still shines in the minds of those who have seen many cloudy days. I applaud these nonprofits for devotion to those in various seasons and stages of need. I applaud them for demonstrating the golden rule, making compassion the rule and not the exception. I applaud this collection of dedicated leaders and staff members, seen and unseen. I applaud those who toiled in the dark when there were no cameras, nor stages, nor even thank yous. I applaud those who gave what money cannot amount to, time, vision, the precision of meeting specific needs with good deeds. I applaud those who heard voices not always heard, who responded to the words of those longing to be served. I applaud the blueprint makers, the glass ceiling breakers, the game changers, the community rearrangers, the pioneers and volunteers. I applaud the sensitivity of spirit to see those in pain and go near it, to not fear it. Rather than considering self, you considered someone else, and what's left
when hope left. I applaud you for providing better education and transportation so services could flow. I applaud you for seeking affordable housing for those who don't take shelter for granted, who long for peaceful places to lay, for their children to play, to wait out rainy days. I applaud you for welcoming your refugee population, showing them that this nation sometimes lives up to its creed. 8,000 plus foreign-born residents, your fingerprints are evidence that this region has an ethic of care. I applaud those who provide top-notch medical care. Health is a precious commodity. You bring healing to our bodies. I applaud those addressing poverty in mind and body. Know that you are appreciated for the conditions alleviated. I applaud those serving the shores of the Monongahela, where crises have been felt. Your help has left fingerprints. To all the nonprofits, your giving has not been in vain. Your help has sustained. Your legacy is maintained. Your respect has been gained. Your fingerprints remain.